recovery.
Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
General William Walker, the commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard. Major, thank you for joining us this morning. Can you start out by saying what the current threat level is? Do you have what you need in place to counter it?
Good morning, sir. I do believe we have everything. If I can first say happy holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King, and please allow me to say how proud I am of the almost 25,000 National Guardsmen who have come in from all 50 states and territories to help support the Secret Service and the police departments that with a peaceful transition of military power, with a peaceful transition of military power, with a peaceful transition of military power.
That was an interesting statement
on
the George sellout Stephanopoulos show. Huh. What did that say again? Let me see. What did that say again? Here we go.
Service and the police departments that with a peaceful transition of military power, with a peaceful transition of military power.
Okay, that was a strange way to put it.
To
military power.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it's odd. Normally, people say a peaceful transition to power, right?
Or a peaceful transition of the administration.
Yeah, but military power was very, very... That was weird. I don't know. It was just a weird way that he put that. Is there more to make of it? Let me just... Okay. I got inundated over the weekend. I just want to tell you.
No kidding.
I got inundated. Now, let me tell you this, because I have to say this. Look, when I had Joel Skousen on, and to many of you, it might have not been what you wanted to hear. And I understand why. Okay? I had him on Friday. We had a record number of listens over the weekend. Okay, here's the deal. I believe that we have the Joel Skousens, the realists, I've looked at the data, this is what's going to happen. Okay? Let me remind you, in all fairness, Joel thought that Trump was never going to get elected either. Okay? And I'm not making this all about Trump, because it's clearly not. But not everyone is always right all the time on everything they say. You look at the data and you go with what the figures are, what the data says. But let me say this too. If George Washington would have invited Joel in to give an assessment, his assessment would have been, you're outgunned, you're outmanned, you're cooked. It's done. Okay? Don't even think for a second you can win against the biggest army of the world. Okay? But you have to have your Joel Skousens and you also have to have your others too. So I'm pretty sure that George Washington had many people advising him from different spectrums of either the, you know, here's your data analyzer to everything is open for a miracle to you never know what can happen. So when I say that, I mean, look, I need the Joel Skousens, but I also need those that say anything's possible. And this is why the show has both, because we have to have both. To have a balanced perspective of things.
Yep.
And I believe in that. And that's why it makes you feel disheartened or discouraged. So what? We've felt that way in the past. Nothing I think should actually make you not feel that way, because sometimes you have to kind of get the truth too. And the truth can be all aspects though. His side is not the only side of the truth. There's more sides to it is what I'm trying to say.
Well, not only that, but we do happen to be living in a time that is absolutely prone to making us depressed. Look at everything that's going
right.
on.
Right, we're in the middle of all this junk. And so, look, I don't get as discouraged, I think, as people out there might. I just feel like, okay, thank you for that, because I needed to hear that and I needed to know that. And I'll probably side with a lot of what he said. The other side of that is, though, there are pieces that are going on that can't be explained right now.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's a truth I can't avoid. So I guess we'll just kind of figure out what happens. But this is the problem, though. This is one of the biggest problems to me. If everybody thinks that this will solve hardly any of our problems, if something were to go down like the showdown in a movie, we get the movie ending, okay, that people want and desire. Have you ever thought that God might not think that's best for us? Because what would happen? A, complacency. Two, we haven't changed one single behavior. We still vote for these idiots. And we're still getting these people in that have no idea how to defend the Constitution. Yep. And we still have the same problem. See, people forget that Trump signed all the bills. He signed all the bills. At the end of the day, he signed what the corrupt government put up for him to sign.
That's right.
So you can't ignore that either. So I don't know why people have put all their heart and soul into the big showdown event that they think is going to happen, and then truth wins. No, truth is not running rampant through the halls of Congress.
Not even close.
Yeah, and so I just, there's so many sides of this. That's why it's like, look, we're right back to where we were at. Communism did not or does not arrive on Wednesday. It has been creeping in for decades. It just doesn't disguise itself anymore. It's not disguised. And that's why people think this is new and different and over.
It
no,
isn't
it's
new.
Not. And so that's, it's so frustrating out there. I feel your frustration too, not knowing what's going to happen or what's going on or, yeah.
I have been talking about this since I was 14 years old.
That's a long damn time.
It is a long damn time. But the fact is, it wasn't any different
right.
when I was 14.
I know.
People still wanted yep. to live in denial that something's wrong.
Listen, we saw a president's head get blown off in front of us.
Yep.
By our own government. And I hate to say that, but if you're still on the train, it was Lee Harvey Oswald, then your common sense left the depot a long time ago. Look, we just need the biggest lessons right now. And if let's just say nothing happens, okay? Because they've demonized the right completely mm-hmm. now. They've demonized it to the point where if you show up, you're demonized. If you don't show up, you never supported Trump. Trump never had a single support. It was all a facade. And nobody in the country cares for fraud anymore. Okay? Both sides, we're going to be the loser in this scenario. Get used to it if you're going to listen to them. But stop playing on their field. Change your tactics. Stop playing on their field. Walk off their field.
Well, and remember, it's not if they listen to them, because you don't have much choice.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening, you're listening to them.
Yeah.
Right now, there's no other place to listen.
I know, it's so true. I would like you to weigh in on this week, on what you perceive to be happening, what you think will be happening, because I get it. There are pieces that are very strange. There's no reason for D.C. to be completely locked down right now. Cop barricades. There's not a soul in D.C. Nobody's there. So you know what they're saying? It's eerily quiet. Well, yeah, it's eerily quiet. What would they be there for right now? What would they be protesting? Nothing right now. Like, this is a joke, right? But the headlines will paint it any way they can to get you manipulated.
And yet, all of a sudden, the FBI the other day decided to do background checks on all 25,000 troops.
That's interesting. See? It's like, and Kamala resigning her seat today. Why'd she wait so long? Did she know that the jig could be up? Did they wait for her to resign? Who knows? But I will say this. We're getting interesting because there are several sides that can't be explained. And I understand why. There's some oddball pieces going mm-hmm. on here. From executive orders to memorandums to the troops to what they're saying to you name it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Things just get stranger and stranger.
Yeah, they do. Yep. I can't deny
it. What amazes me is that we're having a virtual event, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need 25,000 troops?
There's no reason.
For a virtual event.
No, the only reason. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this just a show uh-huh. of force by the left to uh-huh. say you have no choice whatsoever but to do our bidding?
Right.
Or is this another guise mm-hmm. perpetrated in order to distract us from what's really going down. And if so, what is it that's really going down?
Right. And that's the golden question of the hour. See, there's two totally different scenarios that people think are being played out right now. And I can certainly see why there are people that think something big is about to go down. And then the pieces can also be explained for sort of taking down that to just some things that they're trying to paint as optics so that we look even worse, so that we look like they are ready for battle because we're so fierce, right? The only thing
if you look at the demonization that is going on, and you look at what Nancy Pelosi said on 60 Minutes,
mm-hmm.
she gave you her endgame strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you demonize.
Oh, yes,
you
yes.
You sneer.
Yeah.
You turn it to the
and you merchandise
to the press,
it. You merchandise
they
it.
Smear, and then you do a final smear,
uh-huh.
and then you merchandise it.
Yeah.
And what are they merchandising? What they're merchandising right now is really the complete cancel of Trump as having any relevance whatsoever,
right.
ever.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know. It's strange.
You know, you mentioned the executive orders.
Uh-huh.
Why today did the president do an executive order that spells out how to protect law enforcement officers, judges, prosecutors, and their families? Why are they today in danger that they need this protective order?
I know. It's
basically
a weird one.
By the president.
That's a weird one. Can't be explained.
Very weird.
Can't be explained. And that's the problem, is you have two different scenarios that look like big, huge pieces that can't be explained. So this is why this is so difficult. And again, I just see the danger in making this about this win. What does a win mean? What does a win mean? What does a win for this side mean right now? Because that's truly, I think, the questions we have to be asking to go deeper. Because it isn't what it would be represented to be in a lot of ways, too. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer. It's just there's so much here to unpack. That's why. And anyway, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine. Look at the sunshine.
Sorry. I just had to hear it. Welcome back. And get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get a hot tub. Get a hot tub. Make your backyard this year should be the year that you go, you know what? I'm going to make it different to travel for myself and my family. I'm not going to fly. I'm going to make my backyard into a paradise. I'm just going to do the things that are going to make my life better that aren't reliant on anyone else. And I really do think that this is the year for that. Please do so. And I would, if I were you, get a Bullfrog hot tub. They really are a fantastic hot tub, well-built, well-made, comfortable seating, all different seat heights, all different kinds of jet packs. They really are. It's a great way to get that therapeutic sort of wellness, like with your health, with your mental state, with everything. Nothing helps like this. You get into that warm water and it is truly amazing. Please go get one. I'm telling you, it's done so much good for me. I can't even tell you. It's been my favorite thing. And I don't say that lightly. I got a lot of favorite things, but this is my ultimate favorite thing. Tropical Pool and Spa are the guys that know how to do it. And by the way, 40 years of experience. I don't say that lightly. They are that good. And you'd be going local, which is awesome. Support them, please. Because they are great and they'll give you the best price. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Brian. I tried to get in all last week, and you were kind of busy on the phones last week.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you know, I went to the university last week, starting class last Monday.
The university formerly known as Dixie?
The Nazi communist state that it has become now.
Mm-hmm.
But I went there, and the first day of classes, I had the head of the chemistry department call the cops on me for not wearing a mask.
What?
And then take his mask off while calling the cops.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
In order to call the cops.
You've got to be kidding
me. The hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Oh, my gosh. Are they that much of hyenas over there? Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, well, the cops, the campus police didn't care, but he sure did. He threw a huge fit while taking his mask off.
Was he a person that worked there? Was he a professor?
Yeah, he's the head of the chemistry department.
Oh, gosh.
Rico something or other.
Oh, what a nimrod. You know what? They make him in all shapes and sizes.
I filmed him, though. I filmed him without his mask on, calling the cops because I didn't have my mask on.
I'm glad you did that, though.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, anyway,
I've heard it all.
Know.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. The college formerly known as Dixie State. In the area of Dixie. That's amazing. You know what? It doesn't shock me at all because professors are so liberal.
You know, that leads me to believe that the university's Institute of Politics and Public Affairs hosting a panel discussion surrounding the name change is going to be real productive.
Oh, Pike left a lot in his wake. That's pretty awful, and so did the council. His council, and he left a pretty awful problem, didn't they? Do you know none of the council? I don't see any of the council truly standing up against any of that. Do you? I don't see them. I don't really see them doing much, and it's really pathetic to watch somebody leave a disaster, a budget that's out of control, a very liberal city, turned us into a liberal city and jammed and went up to Salt Lake for his next career on the ladder, you know, rung on the ladder. It's pathetic.
So the council announced today, speaking of councils, the city council announced today that there are 23 candidates for mayor.
Wow, it's a lot of candidates.
Yeah, they have to look at and vet all of them.
Can we please just get rid of all the liberals? You don't represent this area.
Well, that's about 22.
I'm sure they all signed up to put their brand of liberal back, you know, even to even strengthen the city from what Pike left us. But please, you don't understand the role of government. Please, please, please. Go somewhere else. There's so many states that want you. Like, I don't know, New York and California. Anyway.
There is one guy that actually served as a city manager in Woodland, California.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
we
he'd
like
be
that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, please just drop out now. Just drop out now. Just please. We've had enough headaches, haven't we? Can we just have somebody that likes the Constitution, that wants to actually follow it, please? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Here I am, Kate. Pete
awesome.
McMillan. I went down to put myself in for the city council, found out I've got to wait until the end of February, early March, before they put anything onto the website that gives me information.
Okay.
They say they don't have to, by law, put anything on until March.
Right.
But as soon as that happens, I'm putting my name in. I don't have party affiliation. I ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing except my common sense to work for the people. I don't have a business that I have to worry about. I got my own funds, and I'm going to put myself out there.
There you go.
And try to be a servant for the people.
There you go. Love
Amen,
it.
Donald.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate you. Yeah, and we'll be talking a lot more about it. Trust me on that one. Thank you. I appreciate the willingness to serve for those that truly have some of the right ideas and understand that you need to just, if the job is so easy, you don't need to make it more complicated.
Yeah.
Liberals make it real complicated because they want to inject so much government. But those of us that understand what's going on, you want less government. So the job should be very simple and easy and shouldn't take a ton of time because, you know, Pike and his council and all of these people, and you know, you've got people like this, some of them in Washington, some of them in Santa Clara, some of them in Ivins. They're very, some of them in Cedar up there, they're very drunk on power. And once they get the power, they feel like they're the papa of the of the city. I'm there to take care of you. No, you're not. No, you're not. Stop taking care of anybody. It's not your role. Anyway, it's just frustrating what they anoint themselves to be. I'll never forget that whereas statement. I'll never forget it because that's where the mayors lost their way. That's where they, they lost their way a long time ago, but where you got to see that they lost their way, I should say. Whereas you will do what we say by decree. Like a king. Like a king. They all signed that stupid mask decree. Anyway, here we are a year out, by the way, and California now, because they've had so many reactions to the COVID-19 gene therapy shot. It's not a vaccine. I keep having to remind people that. We're getting a lot of cities in LA that are scaling back on it now. They're a little afraid. The doctors that are honest will tell you that it's not a vaccine. I just wish people understood what the end game was with this.
Yeah.
So I know that there's a lot of people out there when they're saying the frontline workers get to take them, and then there are people trying to get their little slot, and those slots are full, and it looks like everybody's trying to take it. That's a special kind of idiocy.
Yeah, because it's not true.
I know. And here's the other thing, too. Look, I hate to be that mean, but you've lost your ever-loving mind if you are signing up to be a guinea pig. Are you going to go down to any of the local pharma companies and sign up to be a guinea pig for any of their shots, their new ones? I know there are a special breed of people that do this, but are you, as a healthy person, going to go do that? Are you going to go sign up for this? You're going to go sign up for anything that's that experimental? Anyway, I don't even know why people would do it. And if you're autoimmune or you have other things going on and you're older, why in the world would you even take a chance on gene therapy? Gene manipulation, I should say. Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. So back to our election. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen on Wednesday. I would like to hear from any of you regarding any of your thoughts. I totally understand that there are so many different thoughts going on right now. So I would love to hear from you guys. What do you guys think? What do you guys think as far as what's going to happen? You know, Wednesday will come and go without even a thing. I don't know.
I don't know either. I wish I did.
I know. I wish I did too, because the two different stories and narratives, I can understand why people are coming to the conclusions that they are on both different, on two different sides here of the fence. But at the end of the day, what do we truly need to be doing? What do we truly need to learn? At the end of the day, what's the most important? I think that's really the question. These guys in Utah and these guys in, everywhere, are getting away with not standing up for you at all whilst trying to convince you that you need them there. Up at our state capitol and in Congress and everywhere else. It's kind of amazing to watch. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Uncle Wilson.
Hi. Go right ahead.
I kind of thinking this is going to be like Y2K.
Ah, yes, very much so.
Everybody's all worked up over what? Nobody can put a finger on what we're worked up over.
I know, and I can't watch one more video about it because I've been videoed out.
I don't have any prophetic knowledge of what's going to happen. I think it's a big nothing. I think we're going to end, you know, he's going to get sworn in, and then we're going to have to deal with what happens as it happens. You can't preempt something like this. There's nothing you can do.
I agree.
But it is interesting. It's fun to watch. And I can just sit back, you know, it's like a something show.
Yeah.
Just kind of grab your popcorn and see what's going to happen.
There you go. Nobody's
going to storm the Capitol. Nobody's going to do anything. Nobody's going to state capitals. It's a charade.
Yep.
Just like Y2K.
Yep.
Claims are going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that, because that's really what Joel was saying. It's also, you know what? Okay. Because he was actually saying, you know, So many of the people that we trust, it isn't that you can't trust them. It's that they're given bad information that they trust.
Yep.
And so that was one of the problems that they were seeing, that he was seeing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I think what's going to happen is that Joe Biden will be sworn in. Then 2 days later, he'll come down with something, and Harris will move into the presidency, and then Pelosi will move into the vice, and then Harris will be knocked off by Pelosi's death squad, and ta-da!
Well, they don't have a problem with murder, so you could be very right.
I know, and they get away with it. Everybody suicides themselves when they get too close.
Two bullets in the head is a suicide now, so yes, I mean...
Yeah, I know. To the back of the head.
It's disgusting, but it's true. I hate to laugh about it, but my gosh, that's really the truth. They don't care. We're so used to it now, too. Oh,
I know.
My
that's
gosh.
The thing. That's the only thing. I hope that it's not this way, but it feels like this is how it's going to turn out.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I can't disagree. Can you?
No. No, I agree. It's a... There's so many ways this could go.
I know. And you know what? They were bold enough to do it and bold enough to throw it in our face because they knew they could get away with it. And so if they do get away with it, you know what? One of the good spots about this is that more people are awake to what's happening. Because I'll tell you what, if you don't have enough people fighting for this Constitution that know what it is and why they're doing it, it's one thing to say we'd fight for it, but if you don't even know what you're fighting for and why, we have to have people educated to know why we need to save it. And that's an obstacle right now.
It is an obstacle.
So we'll be right back and I'll take your calls. I want to hear what you have to say. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?
Make sure you go over to ABC Auto Body Central if you're in an accident. Those are the guys. You know, I've done some work with Auto Body over the years of having teenagers and ruined cars for me. And then I bring them over to ABC and they make them look as good as new and beautiful again. And they work with the insurance company to do that. If you're in an accident, that was my first call, was ABC Auto Body Central, because I knew they'd take care of me. I knew that they would be right there for me, and I knew that they would get it done right and that you would get right back in your car as quickly as possible. They believe in their customers. They take every opportunity to make sure that you understand what's going on with your vehicle. That's a huge thing. Communication's a big deal to me. And that's how wonderful these guys are. And they're honest. They're just honest. Please, by any means, if you're in an accident, go to ABC Auto Body Central. It should be your first call. And if you're looking at losing weight, remember to say Kate at Dr. Diet on St. George Boulevard. Dr. Diet, 628 Diet is the phone number. So easy. 628 Diet. Make sure that you call them, because dropping weight and getting it off and keeping it off is the secret, right? You probably haven't been able to do it on your own. So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet to do it. They will help you, and they've got everybody there in their arsenal to do it, whether it's getting the metabolic rate up, whether, you know, it can get sluggish as you get older. And there's so many things health-wise that they can do. Really and truly, I just have been so impressed with them through the years. They've just been amazing. Dr. Diet, Dr. Diet Wellness Center, 628 Diet is the phone number, but you have to mention my name, say Kate, and you'll get free gifts. I like free gifts. Anyway, okay. Uncle Milty.
Yes.
What's on your mind? Do you want to talk a little bit about Mir?
I want to try to sleep for 3 days. See if I can do it.
You can weigh in on the... I know we were getting calls on what you think will happen this week. Do you think something big would happen? I mean, just because we don't show up to protest the fake the fakery and the fraud and the deception and the stealing doesn't mean you suddenly have changed how you feel about it. And I think that's what people think. They feel like they'll be able to go see everybody agrees with the fraud if you don't show. Please don't show, though. It's a trap.
Yeah.
I think it's very much a trap.
My problem is this. I honestly believe that if we don't do something now, we might never have another chance.
And I feel 100% differently.
See, I do.
I feel 100%
Well, I don't know how you could when the fact is that there will never be another true election, honest, true election, and that by the time the Democrats get done, the Supreme Court will look entirely different. I mean, everything they say they're going to do is going to lead us in a direction where we can no longer fight back and make change using the Constitution, because they're basically going to do away with the Constitution.
I know. Yeah.
So, okay. If not now, but, we're done.
But there's a big but attached to this. So I feel like
go to Dr. Dyer.
Hey, it works. Listen, this is how I feel. I feel much differently. What does it mean to fight? And I think that's really the clue to everything. What does it mean to fight right now? See, right now we're on their chessboard. We're on their playing field. We are trying to fight, but they own the majority of the cards. They own the pieces. They own everything right now. They own the media, the messaging, the marketing, the propaganda. They own it all right now, okay? So here's the deal. You have to try to play to their weaknesses. And fighting the way that people perceive when you say that, when people perceive that, they think something very different. I think that you have to change tactics right now in order to win, just as George Washington did for the Revolution. He did things that were new and different. That's what I think.
But that has nothing to do with whether or not to fight.
I know. I'm saying
it's
how
just
to fight.
Tactics. I agree. Yeah, Our tactics need to change. We can no longer play this. We're going to be the good guys. We're going to take the high road while the left walks all over us. No, we have to change our tactics. There's no doubt about that. But we still can't just sit by and let this happen.
No, I just think it's more of a It's a quieter revolution. I think it's a quieter revolution of a lot of disengaging in their game.
Right.
That's what I feel.
I agree with
that. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hello.
Hi there.
I can't believe it. Right? I better buy a lottery ticket today.
There you go. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. You're on.
Before we talk, can I tell you my problem and offer a solution?
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, I never get to hear your show because I'm constantly calling. And if you were like other talk shows where you had a waiting line where people could get in line and then they could hear the problem, they could hear your show while they're waiting.
If
then
you would like,
your show.
If you'd like to fund that, we're open. To all funders that would like to fund that. It costs a bit. You have to have somebody working the show, the whole entire show, in order to do that. But it can be done. It's just costly. So, you know, this is different.
Well, I doubt if I can. I'm just a humble truck driver. I don't own my own business. So
we're just humble
talk
show
hosts. Do you have a GoFundMe account?
We don't have a GoFundMe, but there are three ways to give to the show, and you can do that right off the website. But what was your question? What question did you have?
Okay, my question is, you asked earlier about what can people do with what's going on right now.
Sure.
Okay, so this is what it is. I'm a truck driver, and if I organize a strike because of the Democrats were in office, because when Ronald Reagan was in there, if any air traffic controller or trucker organized a strike, he can go to jail. So I don't want to organize a strike, but I will tell you from the wonderful man who lived in East Germany, from his book, what I get out of that is that if they get our money, the government gets our money from our paychecks. Well, if we all just stop working, they won't get any money.
Yeah, they'll keep printing they won't get any actual money. Yes. Yes. But
exactly.
You know,
so I don't know how long it will take for them to keep pinning before it collapses.
Okay, so do you know what I got out of his thing? Do you know what I got out of his thing? Is this.
Okay, what?
Instead of a strike, you just put together a prayer group. That's what you do.
Well, I do that.
Yeah. But
I
you,
do that.
You do that in lieu of a strike. See, as long as you have the terminology to claim it's something different, you can. That's all I'm saying.
Wonderful. Yeah, because in 1976, I became a Christian from my spiritual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I now have proof, personal proof that there is a God of the Old and New Testament.
Excellent.
And so 4 years ago, I started praying for the president for the first time in my life. I'm almost 70.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. Good for you. So, I'm glad. And I understand your strategy. In fact, I'll take the next caller, but and thank you for that. Really, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was saying, stop paying them, stop disengage from their system, because the only way they get the power is if everybody gives them eyeballs to their news, plays on their chess game, plays with all their toys, eyes on their playground. It's the only way they get power. If the masses were to take a huge exodus from their power trip, they wouldn't have the power that they think they do. That's all. I just think that we have different ways that we need to engage this fight that we've never done before. Just different things need to happen, I think. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah? I don't disagree with that. But I don't believe we have the comfort to be able to just sit back and do nothing at all.
I don't think it would be doing nothing. I don't think people are
doing
nothing.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that what you're saying is doing nothing. What I'm saying is we can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that think we just need to sit back and watch what happens.
Well, they think if they don't go and protest and stand there and be seen, that somehow we're not getting the power we need, that we're weak, that what's a weakness, and that we're just sort of showing them they can do whatever they want, get away with whatever they want. And that's not true. There's all kinds of ways to show power, and sometimes even quiet power is better than the very visual power. That's all. And I know you agree with that, because we've talked about that. I think what's difficult right now is that you know how the media is going to paint everything, and they're going to warp it. And let me just tell you some of the headlines. This was so crazy to me. This was the headline. Large-scale protests by Trump supporters fail to materialize, because they're going to make it look like he never had support, that everyone's falling apart, and that everyone is just weak-kneed, and no one cares. And like you said, that's how it's going to be interpreted and shown. And you're going to feel like, what the, you know? So that's a problem for us. But don't get discouraged by that, because honestly, this is going to be a game of a mental game, too.
Oh, it's been a mental game for quite a while.
Yeah. So when I see people and organizations going, we denounce violence, why don't you denounce Antifa? But when you denounce violence, basically you're saying you believe the narrative that paints us as violent people when we've never been.
Right.
So just name the perpetrators then. Stop, you know... Stop saying that it's violence, because we all know who did that.
And they have no problem looking into the camera, no matter which news show they're on, and calling us terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same sentence, talk about how peaceful the riots during the summer were.
Yep. And I should roll the tape of the couple of people dressed in black that were breaking the windows at the Capitol, and the rest of the crowd shouting, "No Antifa, stop it. No Antifa, stop what you're doing." That took place. I saw it.
Yep.
People have seen this. People, just like they saw people being waved in to the Capitol. And they see the pictures of the guy in the horns with the police standing yards behind him, just standing there watching him.
There was a video that came out yesterday that shows that guy actually bantering with the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't care that
joking
they were in there.
Around.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. And Rush made a good point. He did make a good point about this. Mm-hmm. Why isn't the media rolling tape that Trump called for violence? Because there is no tape.
Yeah.
They don't play his speech.
They say he says it.
Yeah. They don't play his speech, which they totally could. They don't play it because they don't, that'll incriminate them for mm-hmm. them saying the things that they're saying about him and his speech. And so I read the speech. It says nothing about inciting
Not
any kind
thing.
Of violent act or anything like that. It says be peaceful. So, anywho, I just wanted to go over that again. The headlines. Oh, my God.
See,
gosh.
But those are the things that are so frightening to mm-hmm. me, is that they can get away with that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the people who believe that stuff, that they believe it? What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute. Go for it.
I was just going to say, did you already talk about this incredibly beautiful proclamation on national sanctity of human life that Trump put out today? Take a look at that. Mm. It is absolutely
I did
beautiful.
Hear about it. I just didn't have time to look at it. Okay. I did hear about it, though. All right. I will. Thank
Everyone
you.
Everyone look at that. It'll make you feel good because we have no idea what's going to happen, but this yeah. makes you at least feel good.
So. Awesome. Thank you. Really appreciate that. And I know that people want to feel positive. And, you know, we worked ourselves into a country with a ton of problems, and then we just want to feel good that things can happen in one fell swoop. And that's our problem. That's our problem. No one fell swoop can help now. So it's going to take a lot of us completely changing, and I mean overhaul change, in order to look at all the people that we continue after 20 years. These people, look around us locally. They're all still in power. Look at all the taxes you're paying now, the liberty you've lost, the land you've lost, and then look at all the culprits. They're all your friends, your conservative friends that are in office right now, locally. They smile, then they stab you in the back, and they tell you that it's for your own good and that their hands were tied and they couldn't do a thing about it as the majority party. That's a problem. If we don't solve that problem, we're in trouble. So nothing that happens in Washington this week will solve that problem, because we keep hiring these bozos in there and they are doing nothing for your freedom, your liberty, your lands, nothing. Those lands are not to the people. They're controlling business. They're controlling the economy. They're doing everything that they're not supposed to be doing. And they're your conservatives, our conservatives in office, doing it with a smile on their face. And you're supposed to thank them and then make them the honorary person in the parade.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we don't solve that, it doesn't matter what happens in Washington. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Duke Pesta. You'll love this.